Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Not Another True Crime Podcast. I'm Sarah Levine.
And I'm Danny Murphy, but I feel like I want to say hi, Barbie, to you.
Thank you. Yes, I am inspired by Barbie today. That was my outfit inspo.
I feel like the universe is inspired by Barbie.
That's
for
sure.
She's really taken over.
Yes.
That girl.
I know. I'm like, should I buy a million hot pink things? I'm like, no, like one is enough.
One is enough. I feel, they really have brought the color back. I mean, I feel like hot pink is always hot pink, which is fun.
Yes.
But for Halloween, everyone's going to probably be Barbie.
Yes.
Yes.
You're right. I did that once in college. It was a good costume because it's so easy.
Ooh.
You just like put on a hot pink thing, then you're like.
That's true.
But now everyone's going to do it. So I'm like, I don't know about that.
You could be Oppenheimer.
I could be Oppenheimer. I could be Barbenheimer, like half my face.
Ooh.
I'm sure people will be doing that somehow, like half a hat.
Someone who like lives in Bed-Stuy and goes to Pratt isn't going to nail that.
Yeah.
So I don't think, I'm not good enough at doing that. Someone who actually knows how to do makeup is going to thrive there.
Oh gosh, we'll have to see. But I guess we can just jump right into today's topic.
Yes.
I went deep into the ye olde archives. I've been doing that.
Blowing the dust off.
Yes, right? I was going to say, let us know if you like when I do this, but honestly, we're doing it regardless.
Because we love scams and frauds, but so many scams now are like, they emailed or like they're just like copying each other. It's like when people, I'm like, okay, isn't that movie just like the other movie I saw? Like that show, just like that show. There's so many reboots and revivals of scams.
Yes, yes.
So we got to go to it's like we're teaching Shakespeare. Every film is Shakespeare at its core.
Yeah. It's also just, I feel like back in these times, I mean, and Jason Goldman even said this.
For Halloween.
Like murder. But you could just get away with so
anything,
much more. It's pretty wild.
Some people like the glory days.
Yeah, that's what this guy would think, because he truly, I mean, he is really the definition of failing.
And
up.
He has a nickname that I feel some people listening are like, my friend group has someone who actually has that name.
Yes. Yes, we are talking about Ferdinand Ward Jr., the best hated man in the U.S.
Best hated.
I'm like, what is that? Best hated? Is that good or bad?
I feel it's almost like, oh, I hate you, but I respect. You know what I mean? It's kind
you
of
love
one of those
to
like,
hate him.
You love to hate him. Yes.
He really is the best hated. And honestly, that's kind of like, I kind of want that on my tombstone. I feel
Ooh.
Like best
uh-huh.
hated. Actually, that's not true. Like, I feel like I cry so easily.
My tombstone will say, like, I'm sorry if this is taking up too much space.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, trees.
Seriously. So, Ferdinand, a.k.a. Ferdinand D. Wilton Ward Jr., and if you are from upstate New York, shouts out, because he was born in Geneseo, New York, actually. Ooh. If you do live in upstate and you feel like that's too downstate, you know what I mean? Because people from the city in Long Island think anything like Yonkers and above is upstate.
That's camping to me. Camping. I'm like, oh, I have to rent it. We're renting a car. Yeah.
Yes, I know. Once the Metro North stops, to me, that is
Grand
upstate.
Central's upstate.
Honestly, respectfully, yes. I basically live upstate, uptown.
I'm like, there's this cute little cafe there, Zaro's. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's born in Geneseo, New York in 1851 to Jane Shaw and Ferdinand D. Wilton Ward Sr. And his dad was kind of the outcast of his family because all of his dad's siblings were successful, but then he became a minister because he was too anxious and frail for the law or business.
Oh.
Relatable.
But also, wouldn't a minister, because you have to talk to people, you have to like preach every night, right? Aren't you anxious doing that?
It's interesting that you bring that up, because his dad was a Presbyterian minister and his parents were missionaries in India from 1837 to 1846. And they had all these problems because they would get sick and they would try to pack up their one congregation and go to another place and like piss everybody off in the process.
Cool.
They didn't really... you're right. He should not have done that.
It wasn't his career lane, he doesn't think. Yeah.
And they were also just horrible, just as a side note. And so his parents also had their own fair share of controversies because they would just like, yeah, get into drama with their fellow missionary / congregation.
The church is full of drama.
So much drama.
They really do. Mm-hmm.
That could have been another episode. I was reading.
Just the church?
Yes. Just this man and his drama, because I don't even understand. But maybe this is kind of how Ferdinand Jr. became the way he was. I don't know. Disrupts.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know. They had some money drama. They had some other stuff. So who really knows? But now we're segueing back to Ferdinand Jr. And he had two siblings. And he kind of had some trouble early on in life. He wasn't cutting it in boarding school. He either connived to return home or was expelled 4 times.
I feel we'll go with connived to return home because that sounds better. And I like a pivot.
Yes, I love that.
Because also, how could he be expelled 4 times?
What do you
mean? You just get expelled.
Oh, but I think like from different schools.
At that point. Also, like it's 1800. Do you have to go to school then?
I don't know.
I was like, what are we learning here?
Yes. When did truancy laws start? We're Googling. So then but it didn't really matter, like, I feel, because he started working and got many jobs, but then also was fired from various clerical jobs early on in his career.
You know, yeah.
Some people just aren't meant for the 9 to 5, you know?
They aren't. No, they beat a thrown drum.
Yeah. And once, when he was working as a bank clerk in Indianapolis, he was fired just 3 weeks into the job by the bank president.
That's kind of impressive, though, because the bank president knew you in under 3 weeks.
That is impressive.
That's making a splash.
It's true. You're just a clerk.
There's so many people that have been at companies for years that are like, who's the CEO?
Oh, my God.
You know
God.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, this man knew.
Yeah. So, I know, he must have really been doing some bad things. He also worked as a clerk with the John Strang firm in Geneseo, but then got fired after taking, this is, you guys, after taking an unscheduled vacation to the lovely land of New Jersey.
I love it.
I feel like we have to unpack because Geneseo to New Jersey is not that far, sir. Like, you're not getting on a boat.
But you know what? For them, if we're calling it upstate, they're like, that's Florida. That's, and beachy. I don't know if he went to the beach. Maybe he just wanted, you know, look at a not pump gas.
Yeah, maybe he just wanted to go to the shore.
Have a Nathan's hot dog. I know that's more New York, but there's a lot of Nathan's that pop up in New Jersey.
That's good to know.
Honestly, I'm getting more points for him. Like, and if you're like, you can either keep your job or go to New Jersey. I'll see you on the Parkway, babe. Pack up the box.
I'm just like, damn, you couldn't even warn the firm that you're going to New Jersey. It's not even that far away. My guy.
That's true. Yeah. You also could have just taken half a day.
I don't know if they had them back then.
That's true.
He's now like, I'm going to work remote.
He's like, that'd actually be the best because you're like, no, I've been thinking all day about my typewriter. Yeah.
My God, he's lugging that on a horse. So then, I mean, this man has had, like, I'm like, how have you had jobs that I want or one job that I want? When you can't even hold down a job. He worked as a magazine publisher.
That's also not just like high up.
I'm like, okay, Hearst. And then also a carpenter's apprentice, which, okay. Not
two,
for me.
But also two very different careers that he was doing.
I feel like wood, paper, I don't know.
That's true.
He, I guess, was just trying it all to see what stuck. And the only thing that stuck was scamming. That is the spoiler.
It happens.
So he moved to the big city, New York, in 1873, and was a clerk at the produce exchange thanks to a family connection. So we got a little nepotism in here.
I feel everybody, no one is surprised by his journey that nepotism is helping him out.
No, of course, because how else can you just continually fail upwards like this?
Yeah.
So soon after that, he stole money from a Sunday school and then laundered it through a bank.
Huh.
I don't really have more information than that, but I just have a lot of questions.
A lot of questions and a lot of, sir, the Lord?
Yeah, I know. Stealing from a church.
Oh, and it's not even a Sunday school.
Yeah.
You're just stealing from the kids. That's almost more like, yeah, they need their CCD books.
What does that mean?
Christ something something. I went to it. Christian connection diagrams. I don't know.
Okay.
It's where you like, if you go to public school, you learn about St. Patrick's like getting the snakes out of Ireland.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And that you're going to burn in hell.
Excellent.
On a weekend or after like school when you're like, I went to school already.
Oh, I'm like,
okay, God really does punish. I'm like, why am I in a school at 7 p.m.? And what I would always do, and like everyone would get mad at the public school kids because like you would be in the Catholic school kids like desks. So you could like, I don't know if this was just me. I would always be looking around and they'd be like, don't touch my pencil. I'm like, okay, I don't want your Christian pencil right now.
Well, maybe I'm wondering, maybe it was kind of daddy issues manifesting because his parents were ministers.
Oh,
I mean, not ministers,
I thought you were
to missionaries.
Analyze me. I was like, okay, we can get into that on another podcast.
No.
Yeah, maybe.
He's like, fuck you and your missionarying, and I'm going to go steal from his
Yeah, sticking it to the Lord.
Maybe. I don't know. So then he took this money that he stole, then laundered through the bank, and bought a brownstone at 81 Pierrepont Street in Brooklyn Heights. I'm like, what? I looked that up. It is a multi-million dollar situation now. I am jealous.
That I am very jealous of.
Yes. And then somehow he got a job also as a secretary to the superintendent of one of New York's commodity exchanges. And then in 1877, he married Ella Green, who was the daughter of a wealthy merchant. And they eventually had a son, Clarence. And because of Ella's family connections, Ferdinand started eventually trading in commodities, which, again, just talk about ultimately failing up.
Failing so up. Shania Twain, only going up from here.
Yeah.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
And he had himself a little big scheme. It's like a little big town, his little big scheme. Mm. He did well. And by 1880, he had his own brokerage. He's not done so many jobs.
I feel this man was the Wolf of Wall Street. They actually called him the Napoleon of Wall Street.
Ooh, was he short?
That was what I was wondering. They never really answered why.
Napoleon. Is he that or was like a triple flavor ice cream? Isn't that a Neapolitan? Oh, that's a Neapolitan. Or can I have a Napoleon Neapolitan? I'm on a diet.
Oh my God, yeah.
Just a little bite of each.
I love that. Maybe also because they hated him.
Oh, yes. But yeah, this was called Grant and Ward. In partnership with Ulysses Buck Grant Jr., who, if that name rings a history bell,
yeah,
it's the son of a former president. How do you...
Speechless.
I guess this is like if you're like, oh, I'm with Hoda and Jenna.
Same, yeah.
Same. Or, and also James Fish, who ran the Marine National Bank. He was born for that job.
Wait, why?
Fish in the Marines?
Oh, yes, of course.
He knows his water. Apparently, Ward's brother met Grant Jr. at Columbia, and they were roommates. It's like that
wild
vine. Do you know that vibe?
Wait, no.
And they were roommates.
I don't know.
It's
that
like
one.
Someone was on like a stoop and this girl just walked by like telling a story and they just go, the only part they overheard was, and they were roommates. And it's so funny.
Oh, interesting.
I'll put it in the true crime.
I'm also loving this like chaotic energy that we've got going on.
If you're just like wanting a history book, please, like this is, I hope you already logged off. But it's in a heat wave. We can't stick to a script.
Or that's true. And we do not blame you at all.
No, but if you're along for the ride, they were roommates. they were doing well for a while, so well that Ward was called the Napoleon of Wall Street, like we said. And he quickly became the head guy and convinced Grant Jr. and Sr. to invest an additional $200K.
Again, this is like late 1800s money.
Multi-million.
So much money.
Yes. But when he lost it through a series of bad investments, Ward cooked the books. Yes, chef. To make it look like the business was actually doing well. Oh, I feel in like chef equation, that's like when you just like throw like a sauce on something that's looking bad. You're like, that will make the flavor taste good.
Yes. He was cooking the you books, do the salt bay. Like,
yes.
The thing, yeah. He and this was like ye old Photoshop. Maybe he was like cutting and pasting stuff.
He's like, budget above, yay.
Yeah.
So they were doing all these little tricks. So Ward needed more money to fuel his extravagant lifestyle. But his business was tanking. So what do you do when you're kind of like painted into a corner? You paint Ponzi. So he sold fake government contracts and promised to pay investors a 10% per month interest rate.
So I feel like this is actually smart because they had the Ulysses Grant connection. So
that's true.
I feel that people would believe that he did have an in with the government.
Again, if Jenna Bush was like, I'll give you a good interest rate, I feel like I'd believe her. Mainly because she's best friends with Hoda. I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
Those ladies have fun.
I'm going to start a bank. The Bank of Jenna Bush. And market it only to Danny.
No. I feel like, oh, my God. I'd be like, well, is Hoda in?
Yeah.
Hoda's like, no. Hoda's like, no.
Oh, my God.
Not today.
Not today.
So, yeah, the spoiler of that is all did not happen.
Yeah, obviously.
He was able to give the grants 2 to 3% profits per month, which probably helped keep them, you know, on the hook a little bit. Like, okay, well, here's a little bit.
Yeah, he has to look out for his actual important investor/victims.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, by now, you probably know how a Ponzi scheme works. You use new investors to pay off the old investors. You keep it coming. You keep it smooth. You keep everything moving around. And one of the big investors was Fish's Marine National Bank. You got the government.
I mean, he scammed his own partner.
Two things I know are true. Would love brunch with Jenna and Hoda. And I'm not fucking with the Marines.
I don't know if it's the Marines. I think that's just the name of the bank.
I don't care. Know the Marines?
They're gonna avenge a bank that has a Marine in it.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? No,
that's hilarious.
I'm not trusting. Yeah, and they financed their investment with a $1.6 million loan from New York City.
Yeah, I don't understand how that happened.
Now, yeah, truly, how?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the government does bail out banks, I could see it, but now New York City is dragged into this, and I'm like, this has gone too far.
It's a mess. Where's the rat czar when you need her?
Seriously.
She would never have let this flow.
I know.
By 1884, the city comptroller wanted to reduce the money they had in the bank, so when the city pulled out, the bank collapsed.
Woof. It is wild, though, to read these stories about just banks casually collapsing. And even the other week, how one woman could collapse, yes, like multiple banks. And it's just, it doesn't take very much.
Guys, things are fragile.
Yeah.
Money's fake.
It's a house of cards. Yes. Straight up.
Print more money. Even though they had an $80,000 emergency loan from Cornelius Vanderbilt.
Yes, that one.
Underwritten by the former president. Okay, so Anderson Cooper.
Wasn't enough. I mean, $80,000 to $1.6 million. The math does not add up.
That's like when you're trying to like get like money for a group dinner. It's like, well, here's five.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. Because you had a French. Okay, that's not helping us leave here. No. Not arrested, but thank you. Thank you so much. So apparently, even though the bank collapsed, it only caused a minor financial panic.
That's good to know.
That's how you know there was still cocaine in the coke. They're like, yeah, the bank collapsed.
Yeah, right. Well, I feel like it's the same too when SVB collapsed. I was like, okay, well, I am not in a venture capital fund, so I truly don't give a fuck unless something happens to Bank of America.
Oh, I'd crumble.
And then I'm worried.
I'm always like, does this mean my student loans went away? No? Okay, I don't care.
Right? I know. When is Sally Mae collapsing? When is Nelnet collapsing? Actually, that's federal loans.
Strong as they will never, I feel. They are, what's that Sia song? Titanium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ward was pretty quickly exposed and thus became the best hated man in the United States and spent 6 or 7 years in prison at Sing Sing.
All right.
Okay. The Marine National Bank, maybe or maybe not related to the Marines.
My God.
Was able to recover about half the money it was owed, $5.2 million or $141 million today.
Pretty good.
Half.
I know. Yeah.
But also, again, I'm like, you were giving these people, it was like $300 million.
Right.
I didn't even have that. What the fuck?
No, that's crazy.
The Grant and Ward investors. You know what's funny? That name sounded so chic at the beginning.
It did.
Now it loses its luster. Grant and Ward. The Grant and Ward investors weren't so lucky, though. Most of them didn't recover anything, which I feel like is unfortunately what we hear about so many times with this, where it's like
so many Ponzi schemes.
The majorly rich people are like, you know what? We lost $5 million, but we kept the $20 million. And everyone's like, I have nothing.
Yeah, I have my life. I lost my life savings. Yes. And everyone's like, oh, sucks for you. Like,
damn. Oh, okay. See you.
Yeah.
Hags, have a good summer.
Oh my God.
Have a good savings account.
Oh my God.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And the story is still not over.
Katy Perry.
So in 1894, busy year for this guy, Ward returned to Geneseo. And for a bit, he had like a little bit of a renaissance, a phoenix rising from the ashes.
I'm that girl. He's on his renaissance tour.
He was for a moment. So after his first wife died, he remarried and then lived in his childhood home. But things just pretty soon went off the rails. So do you guys remember how Ward's first wife was really wealthy? Yes, it wasn't that long ago. So his son Clarence was set to inherit a lot. And so Ward first tried to get custody of Clarence and then, like, by extension, the fortune, which is just really giving series of unfortunate events.
Yeah, truly.
I was like, Count Olaf right now. I'm also like, that doesn't seem like how it works. Anyway, so he tried to go through the court to get custody of his son. But when that wasn't happening fast enough, he devised a scheme to kidnap his son.
Wait, it's kind of like the fake Rockefeller.
It is. Yeah. That guy was a trip.
Yeah.
So he hired some goons to kidnap and choke Clarence, which, oh my God.
What?
Yeah, I don't know why it needs to get to that point.
Add that detail in there.
You Really don't.
Also, who are these people? I feel like the people that are like, we'll kidnap. You're losing us a choking.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. It doesn't need to.
I went to Sunday school.
I know. It does not need to be that serious.
No. So
then apparently these hired guys were apprehended after a dramatic and harrowing buggy chase.
I'm going to stop you there.
I love
how
that.
How harrowing could a buggy chase be?
It's like clop, 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 clop.
Yeah, like, there's like also like, there's, I feel like also maybe this is just, I mean, I guess a lot of this is in the city. I'm like, I feel like every road then was just, there was just one road.
Yeah, who knows?
I'm like, and also you can't be like, buggy, turn right, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, follow that horse. I love it.
Like, which one? Yeah. Everyone's on a horse.
That's so true. I love it. But I don't know. This did not stop this man. Friends of his family offered him work as an assistant to the county clerk.
Sir, I'm going to stop everybody.
I'm going to stop. Yeah, he should not be allowed anywhere near money. Whoa. I do not understand. I also, it's a full circle moment because he started as a clerk.
That's true. Who says you can't go home?
Yeah.
I also, honestly, at this point forward, the blame's not on him.
No, I think if you are giving the most hated man, sorry, the best hated man in the United States who collapsed a bank with his Ponzi scheme, if you're giving him a job as a clerk, that is 100% on you.
He does kind of remind me of Nicki Minaj because he's like, just killed another career. It's a mild day. He just collapsed the bank. He's like, yeah, I'm going clerking now.
Yeah. It's a mild day. Oh my goodness. It's kind of like how Billy McFarlane got out of jail for Fyre Festival and is starting another Fyre Festival.
Yeah.
Will I go? If I'm given press passes, 100%.
Oh, wait, that's our Will I Am name. Will I go?
Yeah.
If there's an invite.
Yeah. I'll do it for free. I don't care.
You can. I'm not going to. You can do that. You'll be the one.
I will be there on the ground. Well, now we know. I'll bring my own water. I'll bring toilet paper.
That's true.
And I'll bring granola bars.
Sad.
So I'm sad.
You're set to go upstate New York and there.
Yeah. I am ready. So, while working as an assistant to a county clerk, he did carpentry and furniture repairs as a side hustle. So he did use that carpenter apprenticeship.
Okay. It's good to have skills to fall back on.
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
Got some transferable skills. So he was so grateful for having been given a second chance. He lived out the rest of his days by the law. Psych, obviously.
He's like, now what is that?
Yeah, no. Laws, what are those? So he had gotten permission to use the clerk's office after hours, which, again, I feel is on you. And he had access to people's fire insurance premiums.
Oh, God.
So he stole 17 of them.
Okay, just 17?
Just 17.
He's like, guys, under 20, it's legal.
Yeah, it's like the five-second rule, but a fraud.
It's the Forbes 17 under 17.
And what makes this even just more twisted, kind of, is that a number of those people were his friends and colleagues, so just truly no morals there.
But I feel like his thing was, you guys were the ones who hired me for that. Like, you guys were the ones that said I was all good.
I agree.
But still, that is kind of sad that he, like, really has no relationships that he could trust with us.
Yeah.
Or, like, just to be a good person.
It was like that. Was it C.L. Blood who the widow described him as, he would do anything for a dollar?
Yeah.
Mm. Right? This guy? Anything?
C.L. Blood, Honey Boo Boo, a dollar makes me holler.
Yeah. And this guy, he'll steal from anybody. So then it gets to a point, and I don't even understand how this works, but Ward needed to come up with $1,000 in order to avoid going back to state prison. So maybe it was like a bail situation.
Okay.
So he hits up his son Clarence from his first marriage.
The one he tried to kidnap.
Yes, the one he tried to kidnap. Clarence, I don't even, this kid has a heart of gold, is a saint, because he agreed to meet his dad for lunch. And here's what happens.
Paid the bill.
Yeah, that's fucking true. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah, you're so right. And here's how it's described in this book, A Disposition to Be Rich, which is by Jeffrey Ward, the great grandson of Ferdinand.
Ooh.
So he writes that Clarence agreed to see his father. Again, this is not written in the book, but he's a much better person than me. So then they met for lunch in a dining hall at Princeton.
Uh-huh.
Ferd, which is what he called him. You know, I like that nickname.
I like that, Ferd.
Ferdinand. Ferd settled into a seat near the door, then suddenly paled and asked his son to swap seats with him. Clarence turned around to see what the trouble was. Mark Twain was standing in the doorway.
Wow.
Unmistakable in his ice cream suit.
Wait.
A look. Mark Twain serving that. Looks. Uh-huh. Ferd was evidently frightened that if Twain recognized him, he would make good on his threat to avenge General Grant, because I think apparently they were longtime friends. Whoops. Twain didn't spot him and was safely ushered to a table on the other side of the room. So, phew, he narrowly avoided.
He missed the Twain.
Yes. But Clarence, just really had a soft spot for his dad and gave him the $1,000 from his trust. So I guess he avoided jail and then moved to a home on Staten Island that was owned by his second wife's family.
How the fuck?
Again.
Like, what?
He is a real Teflon Don.
Everything bounces off of him.
Yeah, it is wild. I mean, he did do like 6 or 7 years in prison, but still.
For all the stuff he did?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
It's good to know nothing has really changed.
That's so true.
Nothing.
Wow. If anything, now that's just easier, there's more ways for the rich people who scam to get out of doing any jail time because they just have access to more money. Or more fake things that quantifies money.
Yes. And even later on, Clarence would send his dad an allowance of $20 a week.
Oh, yes.
Too pure.
There's like this Lucy Dacus song he should listen to. For anyone. Hey, the boy genius heads out there. Well, actually, just her, but she's in that.
And I think that's kind of it. Ferdinand died in a boarding house in White Plains in 1925. And Clarence paid for his burial.
You know what?
Too pure for this world.
How is Clarence doing is what we all need to know. I mean, he's dead now.
Yeah.
But I hope vibing in heaven, if that's where his heart
is. He has to go to heaven. That's like the most selfless.
I know. But I wonder, but you never know. I wonder if he like took out his aggression in other ways, not to make it dark. But like,
jeez.
I'm just saying, I don't know if therapy was around then.
Oh my God.
Who was that? Because like what therapy? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I hope he just had a heart of gold for everybody.
Yeah, it seems that way. Well, that is the story of the best hated man in the United States. And I feel like he wasn't even hated that much because it took a lot of digging for me to even find out about him.
Yeah, can I be best hated? Because what? There was a guy who sold the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yes.
And the Eiffel Tower. I feel like those people probably, well, I guess he was in Paris.
Yeah. The Brooklyn Bridge guy, we should definitely cover.
We definitely should cover him because I feel everybody was really obsessed with the Eiffel Tower. So I think people are really just like kind of curious about, how do you sell a bridge? Yeah. And you know what?
I mean, you sell it like you sell his fake government contracts, I feel
That's
like.
True. You just, guys, everything is for sale, is what I feel these scammers know.
Yeah, that's what they know.
They know it so well. But yeah, let us know more scams. If you guys also want a specific type of scam fraud or an MLM, we haven't done our MLM journey. I would love, I need to look into, but there's more influencers acting up because those... Mm. I do like
you know it's happening. It's happening somewhere.
I do like when those are acting up. There's one that's coming to mind, but I don't know if I'm going to.
We'll save it. We'll save it. But we'll yes, DM us at Not Another True Crime. A lot of you have sent me some suggestions, and I've been looking into them. Okay. So, or join our Facebook group, Not Another True Crime group, and just, you know, talk your shit now over there.
You can follow me on Instagram at Cashmere Danny, Cashmere the Guy.
You can follow me at Sarah Lamine. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.
Not Another True Crime podcast is produced by Jorge Morales Pico, Sean Kilby, and Rebecca Sosmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Sarah Levine. Be sure to follow at Not Another True Crime on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send all of your emails to natc@betches.com.
Betches.